Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. National and state Republican Party leaders are asking Michigan to postpone the state's election certification, scheduled for Monday, to allow for a vote audit. But as Abigail Sensky of member station WKAR reports, officials say state law prohibits it.
The joint letter from the chair of the Michigan Republican Party and RNC chairwoman Ronna McDaniel requests the Board of State Canvassers delay certifying election results for 14 days so an audit can be performed. But the Secretary of State says she cannot legally release all of the things necessary to complete an audit until after the canvassers certify results. Legal experts have also agreed, citing the state's election code. Republican claims of irregularities and anomalies have largely been rebutted by state and local officials, and most lawsuits, including the Trump campaigns, have been thrown out or voluntarily withdrawn in the state. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Sensky in Lansing.
Jonathan Pollard, a convicted American spy for Israel, has finished his parole and is expected to move to Israel. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports.
This case has long touched a sensitive nerve in U.S.-Israel relations. Former U.S. Navy intelligence analyst Jonathan Pollard served 30 years in prison for giving classified information to Israel. 5 years ago, he was released on parole and was not allowed to leave the U.S. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu lobbied the U.S. to let him immigrate to Israel. The Obama administration refused, saying he'd committed, quote, very serious crimes. Today, the Justice Department decided not to extend his parole restrictions. He's expected to move to Israel. It's unclear if the Trump administration made the decision as a political gesture to Israel. Netanyahu welcomed the decision and sent best wishes to Pollard. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The number of people hospitalized for COVID-19 in the U.S. has climbed to around 80,000, and confirmed cases of the coronavirus are up more than 60% over the past 2 weeks. Will Stone has more.
The response to the country's brutal fall surge has varied widely. Some states, mostly in the West, are closing down restaurants and other businesses, as well as telling residents to stay home. Others have put in place a curfew or limited capacity at restaurants. The rate of infections is highest in the Midwest, but cases are rising most quickly in New England and the West. Deaths are now higher than they were in the summer.
Will Stone reporting. More than 30 states have imposed restrictions since the beginning of November. This weekend, Ohio and most of California will be under new curfews. Washington, Oregon, and New Mexico have closed down indoor dining, gyms, and other businesses. There are now more than 12 million confirmed cases in the U.S., with more than 255,000 deaths. That's according to data from Johns Hopkins University. You're listening to NPR News. A manhunt is underway in Wisconsin for a gunman suspected in a shooting at a shopping mall in suburban Milwaukee that left at least 8 people injured. Police say the shooter left the scene before authorities arrived, and they don't have a motive for the attack, but they think it stemmed from an altercation. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo is getting an international Emmy. As NPR's Colin Dwyer reports, he will be recognized on Monday for his televised COVID-19 briefings.
The Emmys have always had a soft spot for politicians. Granted, they usually reserve honors for the actors playing fake leaders on TV, but not this time. The International Academy of Television Arts and Sciences said Andrew Cuomo will receive its Founders Award for his daily coronavirus press conferences earlier this year. The briefings made the governor one of the most visible figures in the struggle to contain the coronavirus in the U.S. The Academy explained its unusual choice by saying, quote, "He effectively created television shows with characters, plot lines, and stories of success and failure." That adds him to a list of past winners that include Oprah Winfrey and Steven Spielberg. Colin Dwyer, NPR News.
In Afghanistan, at least 8 people are dead after mortar rounds slammed into a residential area of the capital, Kabul. This happened just hours before outgoing Secretary of State Mike Pompeo held a meeting in Qatar with the Taliban and the Afghan government on a peace deal. Pompeo told Afghan government negotiators that the U.S. will, quote, sit on the side and help where we can in the negotiations with the militants. The attack, blamed on Islamist insurgents, left dozens injured. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.